Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
How do you know what Allah's plan is? How do you know that this is what Allah wants when it manifests in the now? But isn't it always the now? Yes, but your planning is in your head. Your planning is in your mind. So as long as you're thinking, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ. You're not going to have any will of your own unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ultimately wills it. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills something, okay, now you're planning, it's in your head. It hasn't manifested. I'm planning to, what's a good example? I'm planning to drink water. I'm right now planning to drink water, okay? And that plan is where? Is in my head. I'm thinking about drinking water. So I'm thinking about drinking water and the plan is in my head. How do I know that that's God's plan? Watch. I want to drink water. Bismillah. It was God's plan. So whatever unfolds in the present moment, you watching this video was God's plan. Your planning is in your head. And that's why, like, most people, some people get up in the morning and they're like, what am I going to do today? What's my plan today? But the arifin, those that are connected to Allah, that those that are in a state of presence, they don't wake up and say, what am I going to do today? They wake up and say, what is Allah going to do with me today? So they're aware that ultimately it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala running the show. That being said, however, even though it's Allah running the show, we say the hikmah Muhammadun Rasulullah. You have to always learn this. The haqa'iq is la ilaha illallah. The reality of the situation. Muhammadun Rasulullah is the hikmah. So you see certain things with your basira, with your insight, but then you act them out according to the sunnah. That's the hikmah. That's the wisdom. That's Muhammadun Rasulullah. And then the hikmah is, you know, he who, my sheikh, who was an extremely spiritual and righteous individual, he, Sheikh Abbas, Allah irhamu, he used to say, those that don't plan have planned to fail. So put a plan. So where's the issue? The issue is not that you plan. The issue is not that you have a calendar filled with, you know, what you're planning to do today. The issue is your attachment to the plan, so that when things don't go as planned, because they always go as ultimately Allah wants, there's resistance within you. There's friction. And that friction is mind, because the minute there's friction, you're in your head. And the minute you're in your head, you're open to the waswasa of shaitan. You're open to the whisperings of shaitan. Because what's waswasa? The whispering happens where? In mind. The ruh is the eternal now. The ruh is timeless. Most people think in reality, there's no time. When have you ever had an experience in time? So, what do you mean, Brother Osama? Okay, now tell me an experience you had in the past. And I ask people, it's so simple, but for most people, because they're so, you know, caught up in their heads, it's very difficult for them to realize this. When is the last time you had an experience in the past? Never. Never has anyone, nor will anyone ever, the experience is always in the now. Now, you know, thinking, okay, but, you know, I had dinner last night. And yet you're thinking about it, you're accessing memory in your head, and thinking about it is an experience happening now as well. So if we define, listen carefully, if we define time as the duration between two experienced events, unique events, so you can say either take an event in the past or in the future, or take this event. There is for sure this event, me talking, you listening. This, let's just assume, let's call this the YouTube live event or the Insta live event, because we have both YouTube and Instagram happening. Let's call this, and if you want a better audio feed and visual feed, you can jump to Muslim Hub Club on YouTube. Noura, if you could share it on the Insta live and pin it, that would be amazing if you're able to, or at least share it. I can pin it once you share it. So if I say time is the duration between two unique events. So there is this event, the Insta or the YouTube live, this live, let's call it the live. This is event number one. We need to find event number two that's not in the now. So you say, okay, dinner last night. When you had dinner last night, it was also the now. We're looking for an event outside of the now. Now, even now, when you're accessing it as memory, that accessing it or thinking or imagining your dinner last night is also happening now. We need a second event that's not in the now. I say, okay, well, tomorrow I plan on doing this, planning, which we'll get to. Okay, so if your plan tomorrow is to do X, where, when it happens, when is it going to happen? You say tomorrow. Actually, it happens in the now. If Allah decides to let it unfold, it always unfolds now. But right now, even now, it's just a thought in your head. You're calling the future in the form of imagination. But that thought is also, I'm planning to do X tomorrow. I'm planning to go fishing tomorrow. Well, that thought is also now, and it doesn't qualify for my second event. You can never find any event outside of the now. When it's outside of the now, it's in your head, because the head, the mind can only, it's anchored in time. It cannot access the now. That's why you do not, you don't live in the now. You don't understand the now. You are the now. So you're going to get all caught up about the future events or the past. You can't find me a second event. So all there is this event here. So if all you can find is one event, and the definition of time is the duration between two events, then there is no time. In reality, there is no time. Time is a construct of the movement of mind in the shape of thoughts. Whenever you think there's time, Brother Osama, you're a nutcase. That can't be possible. And I'll tell you, no, it is absolutely. But did you put the comment? You need, yeah, tell me. It's okay. Yeah, go ahead. I know you're scared to interrupt. I won't beat you up. Do you want me to look at the camera and ignore the Instagram folks?
No, I'm not.
What if we put this here? So maybe if you want to grab the, yeah, you see that, no, where is it? It's here actually. Yeah, yeah. So you see, my wife is very concerned about the YouTube folks. YouTube folks, you win. You have my wife's, full approval. You can get in the screen. I'm not worried about it. I wasn't looking for that. That might not do it for you. Or it might. Try it. Okay. That's fine. Go for it. So, Jazakallah khair. You're amazing. Oh, wow, you're smart. But be careful, if you press one of the buttons while you do that, it'll turn off. So I'll hold it from here. That way we're all looking at the same thing. Look at her, all smart and everything. Why don't I have my wife's IQ? What happened to me, Allah? How come she's a lot smarter than I am? And I went to Harvard and all, and you're still smarter than me. Didn't you go to, like, York? You're not commenting? Isn't that like for, yeah, the basic people in life? I like teasing my wife, if you haven't noticed. Thank your wife for me. You're welcome. Oh, look at that. I'm looking at everybody now. Masha Allah, I feel smart. You're much smarter. You're hired, babe, as my videographer. Yeah, you're going to fix it now? Yeah. I can keep talking. It's very hard to talk when I have that beauty in front of me. And
okay,
كل الجمال هذا وكيف أركز أنا بدي أفهم. How am I supposed to focus with, Miss Universe in front of me? Okay, mashallah, tabarakallah. Okay, that must have been, I want to see your wife. What do you mean you want to see my wife? Astaghfirullah al-Azim. What is my wife some kind of, my wife remains behind the scenes, guys. You don't, where do you keep diamonds? You don't put them in the on the shelves for everybody to watch. The expensive diamonds in the jewelry stores is hidden in the back room, so you can't Sheikh, I'd like to hit you with a really interesting question. Do you have to hit me with a really important, can't you just like share an important question? So I think this guy should go a little higher. That'll make my life a little easier. Yeah, there we go. Okay, so, and I think if you just move this guy to the left, just trust me. Yeah, because the camera still comes through. Is it blocked by anything? It's not, right?
I don't know yet.
Yeah, now there we go. Now I'm looking directly at the... Okay, so if we're...
Now
it's blocked? Okay, move it to that. Okay, I'm going to let you manage the process. I can focus. Yeah, is that good?
I don't know. There's a delay on Instagram. It takes like a second.
Okay, how's that? Is Qadar and free will... And we'll talk about Qadar and free will. It's a topic. I've addressed it.
I'm always planning and planning, and my husband has no plans for the future. You don't know if you're
going
to be alive.
What future? There is no future. There is no future. Future is a construct of the mind. The past is a construct of the mind. After it unfolds in the now, it registers as memory in your head. The mind can only access the past. It only has a construct called the past and the future. It only has a construct called the past and the future. So if you want past or you want future, you're in your head. What does Allah say about the awliya? Ala inna awliya Allahina khawfun alayhim la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun. The awliya, the friends of Allah, Allah says neither fear nor sadness, nor grief. Grief is about things that happen when. Do you grieve about the future? You grieve about the past. And what are you typically anxious or scared? What is khawf? What are you scared? Are you scared of the past? You're not scared of the past. It already unfolded. You're scared of something you're anticipating to happen in the future. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna awliya Allahi la khawfun, la khawfun future. Alayhim wa la hum yahzanun. Past. Future. So where are they? They are anchored in the now. Brother, can you give a khutbah at ICD in Dearborn? Reach out to info@muslimhub.club. They're asking on Instagram. There's a process. I give khutbahs, but you have to cover my fare, my ticket, everything, and I can come, inshallah. Sister Natasha, my wonderful person that's helping out, she doesn't like to be called what I was about to call her, so I have to be careful. But she handles those things now, alhamdulillah, because I'm not good with these things. I get shy. So, my agent, yes. My agency takes care of all this stuff, yes. إِنَّهُمْ يَرَوْنَهُ بَعِيدًا وَنَرَوْهُ قَرِيبًا. They see it far. They're all about, they're stuck in their heads. Absolutely. So what we just discovered right now, guys, is there is no time. In reality, so, oh, there is no time, so let's not do anything, let's not plan. No. In order for the world to function, and in order for there to be, there needs to be time. Allah created the time, the illusion of time, a necessary practical illusion. For what reason? الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةِ. What is maut and hayat? Dunya. لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ. What is dunya? The space-time continuum. So Allah created, it's a construct of the mind. The mind is the divine matrix. إِنَّا خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِن نُطْفَةٍ أَمْشَاجٍ نَبْتَلِيهِ فَجَعَلْنَاهُ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا. We, in order to try him, we gave him, we cracked open hearing and seeing. And what is that? Perceiving. And what's perceiving? Mind. And what's mind? Dunya. Dunya is just mind. The world, what you're experiencing isn't outside of you. It's from within you. Because nobody's ever experienced any object beyond their tools of perception. So it's not out of you. Allah gave you seeing and the world appears as sights. Allah gave you hearing and the world appears as sounds. Allah gave you, you know, sensing and the world has texture. You feel the microphone, your beard, you know. So these are all constructs of the mind. The mind is dunya. It's all interchangeable. But in the mind, this is the platform of shaitan, waswasa in there. So if you're always anchored in the present moment, shaitan can't enter. This is the most powerful presence, the light and nur of presence. You can't have it. You can't. There can't be shaitan. But out of practicality, people step out of that. They experience being present for some time, but then they step out. Usually they get caught back up in the drama. But then there's a way to be anchored in the present while you're going about doing your daily day-to-day. You have a headache and it's there and you're still functional in your day, but you're aware that it's there. Right? But you go about your day. In this, well, I don't want, maybe headache's a bad example, but in the same type of way, وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى, always being aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and everything that you do. We're called human. You say living human. We're a human being. There's the being, the ruh aspect, and there's the human, the mind aspect. So human being is a mind being. And mind is just the modulation of ruh. It's just the movie on the TV screen. God's motion picture is dunya. And dunya at a standstill without any mind involved. If you remove mind, you remove makhluq. Because remember, all that you see is just a broadcast, a simulation. It's not really out there. It's just the coloring of the TV screen. So if Allah removes mind, what's left? Khalq, creation, as far as we're concerned, is done. And if there's no creation, what's left? The Creator. They're so simple. And then you have the likes of Eckhart Tolle and Rupert Spira and Deepak Chopra. They'll go up and they'll talk about these things like, you know, there's some big discovery that they made. Great books, by the way. I don't deny it. Like A New Earth by Eckhart Tolle is great for people that want to learn about the particulars of the ego. Why is it great? Because a lot of the text that's amazing in Arabic is in Arabic and people don't have access to it. And the English is watered down and not enough of the texts are translated. So you lose out a lot. So there's no time. So where is everything happening? When it unfolds in the now and it happens, this is Allah's decree. What you want is in your head. So you plan, but when whatever unfolds in the present moment, you know, I'll still look down here because I see a screen here, and you want me to look here, I know, my bad. And this, the resistance to what is ultimately the problem for many people, what they don't realize. Like in the process of letting go, you're going to lose many things from the past, but you're going to find yourself. You're going to discover yourself. Because like Rupert Spira says, he says, happiness is simply the absence, happiness. And I don't like his word happiness here. I'll explain why. Happiness is simply the absence of...
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
The resistance to whatever is. I would say peace is simply the absence of the resistance to whatever is. What is one of Allah's names? As-salam. Malik Ruman says, please get yourself situated before your life. Jazakallah khair. I was hoping it would just be entertaining. It's unfiltered here, but jazakallah khair. I'm trying, wallahi. Just like the amount of work that I have to do and trying to balance between everything. It's always a challenge, but I appreciate your advice. Usually I just block you and remove you, but I'm in a good mood today. So you're going to be preserved, inshallah. So anyways, long story short, if you want me to come and give a khutbah somewhere, reach out to info. All right, at Muslim Hub Club. She'll share it, inshallah. So in order for you to, the ruh is the now, and the mind can't grasp it, can't understand it. It can't understand it. You know, this is why when people claim, I've become enlightened, we ask, who's the I that became enlightened? That's the same thing as saying, I took two steps towards myself. You are already that. You're just veiled. It's cloudy. You know, the clouding of the ego is sort of getting in the way. So it's like a white piece of paper that's the ruh, and a kid came and scribbled all over it with Crayola pens, of Crayolas of different colors. And then you see, like, and then someone comes and erases, begins to erase, and you discover what you truly are, that effacement. So, subhanallah, ala barakatillah. Yeah, enjoy it while it lasts, Sister Aisha, because soon enough, inshallah, there'll be people taking over all the details of the recordings. So let's go back to what we were saying here. So here, when he says happiness, what's another name for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? As-salam. So you say salam is simply the absence of the resistance to whatever is, because what resists is mind. Right, what unfolds already unfolded. It's the thoughts in your head that are troubling you. So that's what we tell people, get out of your head. Don't believe the thoughts that run in your head. Observe them. Allow them to come and go. They're creations. You can't control totally what's happening in there. Allah will send them no matter what you do. You just have to be aware of them as they come and they go. So when he says happiness is simply the absence of the resistance to whatever is, we say peace is simply the absence of the resistance to whatever is. And in his book, The Power of Now, Eckhart Tolle has his famous one, whatever the present moment contains, it's beautiful. Whatever the present moment contains, accept it as if you had chosen it. So this is what? Taslim. Islam is about surrendering. To what? To Allah's command. What's Allah's command? وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الرُّوحِ قُلِ الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي. The ruh is God's command. And so in whatever, that's why experience is always in the now, because it needs لِلَّهِ الْخَلْقُ وَالْأَمْرُ. Both the khalq, creation, form, and amr, the ruh, have to be there for something to manifest. There's no form without ruh. But that's the beauty of ruh. It's the very soul, it's the very essence of form, yet nobody sees it. فَاللَّهُ أَظْهَرَ أَرْبَعَ وَأَخْفَى أَرْبَعَ. Allah revealed four things and concealed four things. أَظْهَرَ مَخْلُوقَاتُ وَأَخْفَى ذَاتُ. أَظْهَرَ الْأَجْسَادُ وَأَخْفَى الْأَرْوَاحُ. أَظْهَرَ الدُّنْيَا وَأَخْفَى الْآخِرَةُ. أَظْهَرَ قِيمَةَ الْأَشْيَاءِ وَأَخْفَى قِيمَةَ الْأَعْمَالِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed for and concealed for. He revealed, أَظْهَرَ مَخْلُوقَاتُ. He revealed creation, for the most part. وَأَخْفَى ذَاتُ. And concealed his essence. And he's concealed. You don't see Allah, so he's ghaib. And he says, وَأَظْهَرَ الْأَجْسَادِ. And he manifested, he revealed form, bodies, our bodies. وَأَخْفَى الْأَرْوَاحِ. And he concealed the ruh. وَأَظْهَرَ الدُّنْيَا. And he revealed dunya. وَأَخْفَى الْآخِرَةِ. And he concealed the afterlife. Because it's all about the test. وَأَظْهَرَ قِيمَةَ الْأَشْيَاءِ. He revealed the value of material things. وَأَخْفَى قِيمَةَ الْأَعْمَالِ. And he concealed the value of righteous deeds. مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنْ فَلَا نُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. Whoever does, you know, salih, righteous deeds from مِنْ ذَكَر, male, أَوْ أُنْثَى, or female, وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنْ, with the condition of faith and iman, we will give them a good life. What is a حَيَاةٌ طَيِّبًا? For those that actually pay attention and take notes. See, maybe Sister Manal can figure this one out. What is a hayat tayyiba? Now, literally, like, if the translation is a good life. But I would argue that, what do you define as good? Because sometimes you could go through difficulties as a believer. Is that good? Yeah, it's all good. عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ فَإِنَّ أَمْرُهُ كُلُّهُ خَيْرٌ. Everything is good of a believer. إِذَا صَابَتْهُ سَرَّاءُ. You know, if a good thing happens to him, شَكَر. He is grateful. فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. It's good for him. وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ ضَرَّاءُ. And if a bad thing happens to him, صَبَر. He's patient. فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. It's good for him. So you can't lose. The believer doesn't lose. The believer doesn't lose. But what is khair? I would argue, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we're going to test you, we're going to try you with hunger, we're going to try you. A decrease in your wealth, in your the means of living, basically, in a nutshell. So what's a good life? الْحَيَاةُ الطَّيِّبَةِ هِيَ حَيَاةُ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فَلَنُحْيَنَّكُمْ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً. We're going to give you a good life. That's the life of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. The closer your life, أَطِيعُ اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُ الرَّسُولُ وَإِنْ تُطِيعُوهُ تَهْتَدُوا. And if you obey him. Nowadays, the issue is many people are following, you know, the West, how they look, how they dress, what's okay with them. They're trying to fit in. Unfortunately, as they're fitting in with makhluq, they're being fit out of khaliq. As they fit in more and more, as you try to appease or please the creation while you displease at the cost of your creator. Why is it? It's because Allah is not great in your heart. Why is Allah not great in your heart? Because you haven't gotten to know Allah. Because if you knew Allah, you'd know. If you knew Allah, you'd want Allah. If you want Allah, you chase after whatever is going to bring you His love. And then if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you, that's game over. You're done. But most people, this is why in the adhan, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Why four takbirat? Before the most important thing, the declaration of faith. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Now Allah is calling the shahada of la ilaha illallah. But why four times takbir? Allah is greater than your opinions. Allah is greater than what you're busy with. Allah is greater than that person you're trying to please that is distracting you from your prayer. Allah is greater, Allah is greater. And people are like, the way of the Prophet ﷺ is that one should be modest. You tell me, you look online with all these influencers today that are talking about Allah, even like they're spiritual, they're on there, they're talking about spirituality and deen, yet there's no modesty. You know, you look at them and there's no nur whatsoever, because they're flat. Forgive me for saying this, but you know, ultimately, especially with women, it's about modesty. If you're going to get in front of a camera, you know, I'm not going to get into details, but you're going to be questioned, just like I will be questioned. So we follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, suratan wa siratan wa sariratan. When you meet Fatima, sayyidatu nisa'i ahli al-jannah, inshallah, if you make it to paradise, O women, and you meet Fatima, the master of paradise, the leader of all women in paradise, is Fatima going to recognize you as a Muslimah? But we dress like them, we look like them, we talk like, what's up, fam? That's cringe, yo. I mean, it's like we're always trying to copy them. How was Rasul? They see me using miswak. Brother, you use an Oral-B toothbrush. Like, why are you? They don't understand the value of the sunnah. What's wrong with using the Oral-B toothbrush and using the miswak for sunnah? The Prophet ﷺ's clothes was not a jalabiya. It was also modest clothing. There are certain things he wore, but it's also modest clothing, including myself. How many of us truly apply that? We have to take ourselves to task. Let's be honest. Let's not lie to ourselves. Let's get up there and say that, you know, the woman that has 6 tons worth of makeup on her face and she's an influencer online talking about Allah and His Prophet, we don't want to judge her. That's between her and Allah. But is that what's aligned to modesty in the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? It's not. And I'm the first that will be taken to account for these things. But let's be honest. Let's say it as it is. Let's not sugarcoat it completely. Does this mean that you should now take down every woman that you see? Because now it's become a trend. You'll see these women online. I saw this lady the other day wearing this, like, you know, big hat and like a ton of makeup and, you know, and then she's talking about spirituality like she's Rumi. And I'm thinking, but, you know, if we're not applying what we're learning, and Rasulullah ﷺ warned about this, that basically the people talking about religion, he prophesied basically what's happening today, where you're seeing women that Rasulullah ﷺ probably would not be pleased with, you know, going all out there talking specifically about religion. This is prophesied. Talk about entrepreneurship. Talk about, if you're going to talk about religion, the very least is tone it down. Be a bit more modest. Start somewhere. Because I'm not one to, you know, come down hard on the, because they have an upbringing. They were brought up in a certain environment. So half the time, it's either they don't know or their iman is super weak. So they're unable to, like, you know. So I'm not that hardcore Salafi type that comes down haram police, bid'ah police. But at the same time, I'm going to be asked in front of Allah, what's right is right and what's wrong is wrong. But we approach them with hikmah. We approach them with love. We make dua for them. We don't shut the doors on them. It's like the LGBTQ. If you completely shut the door and say you're going to Jahannam, where are they going to go? Which rahmah are they going to turn to? Because as when you apply, when you actually apply the your feeling of being gay, if you're keeping, you say, this is an ibtila from Allah, and you don't act upon it, then it's between you and Allah. Especially if you be, Allah created me this way, but you don't act upon it, then you're not taken into account, to account by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it's between you and Allah. But I'm saying, as du'at, why is everything, why do we shut the door on them completely from the get-go? Why don't we want to have rahmah and mercy? We do not approve. We do not agree. We're not liberal Muslims. And we're not conservative Muslims either. We follow the Sirat al-Mustaqim. Allah did say, send a prophet for Qawm Lut to guide them. Where are the people sent for the LGBTQ community to guide them? Are you praying for them? Because ultimately, Ibrahim alayhi salam, the only one to believe in Ibrahim's message, because he was an ummah, was Lut. فَآمَنَ لَهُ Lut. Only one person. And Allah made him a prophet, and He sent them, and He was giving them da'wah for the longest time. And they were given a lot of time. So this is the mercy. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً. This is an example. Only as a mercy for the worlds was Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent. Who does the worlds include? Does it not include that community? It does. So you have to balance between, no, I do not approve of the actions you may be doing, and this will bring down the ghadab of Allah, the wrath of Allah. So in order to save them from God's wrath, I might give you advice in a certain way. But Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he didn't say man ra'a minkum munkaran falyamna'hu. He said falyughayyirhu. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't say that when you see a munkar, something displeasing to Allah, he didn't say prevent it. He said change it. So if your words are going to cause them to be more stubborn and hate Islam even more, to insist more on what they're doing, how have you changed things? Where is the hikmah there? Brother Ansari, my beloved Habibi man. Love you, Brother Mahmoud from the Ansari podcast. One of the best, in my opinion, podcasts being run today is Asked a Question. Check him out at Ansari Podcast. He said, can you say again what Allah, the four things Allah revealed and hid? Yes, Allah, أَظْهَرَ أَرْبَعَ وَأَخْفَى أَرْبَعَ. He revealed four and concealed four. He revealed أَظْهَرَ مَخْلُوقَاتُ, his creation, وَأَخْفَى ذَاتُ, and he concealed himself. أَظْهَرَ الْأَجْسَاد, bodily forms, وَأَخْفَى الْأَرْوَاح, and he concealed the, you know, souls. أَظْهَرَ الدُّنْيَا, the worldly, الدُّنْيَا عَالَمِ الْمُلْكِ, what you see with your eye, he revealed it. وَأَخْفَى الْآخِرَةَ, and he concealed آخِرَةَ. And أَظْهَرَ قِيمَةَ الْأَشْيَاءَ, and he revealed the value of things. You know the value of gold and silver or crypto or whatever it is. وَأَخْفَى قِيمَةَ الْأَعْمَالِ, but you don't see it with your eyes, the value of the righteous deeds, the prophetic deeds, like make istighfar, and that has a direct effect on your rizq. It increases rizq. In a sense, it puts barakah, it solves problems. Sadaqah, you know, heals the sick. But it doesn't make any logical sense. You don't, that's not revealed, but it is told to you. فالإيمان تكذيب النظر وتصديق الخبر. Iman is to negate what you see with your eyes and accept what you've been told by Allah in the Quran.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood. Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker dealer.